The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's Tuesday, August 17th, and we have Tuesday with Timmons. Our Congressman William Timmons is joining me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb. Great to be with you. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you Thursday night for Washington night in Spartanburg.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Senator Scott's going to be there, so I'm going to hope he does most of the talking.
Well, I'm sure I've got questions for both of you, so I think we'll be good to go. So, Congressman Timmons, I got to tell you, our text line is blowing up, and people are very concerned about Afghanistan. From what you're seeing in Washington, besides the complete failure of this administration and the fact that the squad is making all their noise and that it seems like America has turned tail and run, what are you seeing and hearing?
It's just so sad. We spent 20 years there. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. We advanced their society so much. We gave them safety, security, and for us to leave in the manner that we did, I mean, they're actually going to be worse off than had we never even gone, because all of the people that took the American side over the last 20 years are going to be systematically and brutally murdered. And I mean, there's going to be raping and pillaging, and the fact that we're leaving in the manner that we are is a stain on this country's history.
So President Biden all along has said this is not his Saigon. What do you say to that?
I mean, those photos are pretty pretty similar. And I mean, I actually think it's going to be worse, because I think that the brutality that we will see in the coming weeks and months will be unequaled. And the stories that will be coming out because of the advancements in technology and media, and I mean, everyone's seen the video of the C-17 that is taking off and still has Afghan refugees hanging onto the outside, some of which dropped from hundreds of feet up in the air. If your option is to try to hang onto the outside of a C-17 as it leaves your country, or stay in your country, and you choose to risk your life by hanging on the outside of a plane, we're going to see some pretty terrible things here in the coming weeks that the Taliban are going to do to their population. And we could have prevented this. I'm not saying that we needed to stay for another 20 years, but a more thoughtful withdrawal in a manner that maintained the peace, that maintained some stability, that's what needed to happen. And that's what the Biden administration is going to be held accountable for failing to do.
I know it seems to be a little bit of an odd question, but as you were walking the halls of Congress and up in D.C., do the elected officials really care? I know, you know, and that seems like an odd question. Or are we so intent on cramming this budget bill down the throats of the American people to put us in debt until we die? Is their agenda so far off the beaten path that this is just a blip in the road, let's get through it? And what I'm worried about, and I think our listeners are too also, Congressman Timmons, is that just as soon as they can, CNN, everybody else takes this off the news and we move on to some other big crisis the Democrats have created.
So I don't think this is going anywhere. And again, the difference between this and Saigon is technology and cell phones and Twitter. And so we're going to be getting firsthand accounts of the brutality that is going on for months ahead. And the same Democrats that are trying to say, oh, this is President Trump's withdrawal, whatever, the amount of horror that will occur to the women and children of Afghanistan from the Taliban, the literally sex slavery, raping violence, it's just going to be horrible, horrible crimes against humanity that we're going to see firsthand because of technology. And, you know, to answer your first question, I think there's wide bipartisan anger with the manner in which the Biden administration withdrew from Afghanistan. Again, that's a different statement than whether we should have withdrawn. It's not about whether, it is about how. And they failed horrifically. He said 2 weeks ago that the Taliban were not going to retake the country. They retook it within like an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the capital fell within 24 hours of us making moves. And by the way, do you know what Al-Qaeda could have done with the drones that we left? We left dozens and dozens of Black Hawk helicopters. We left dozens of drones. I mean, these drones have weapons on them. They can literally use these drones in the United States with fair ease. So we're going to see the Taliban reconstitute a safe haven for extremism and for terrorist training ground. So this is the beginning of a much longer story, but if those drones aren't used on U.S. soil within the next 5 years, I'll be blown away. I mean, that's just, it's going to happen, and we're going to have this conversation again. So back to the spending. The speaker doesn't have the votes right now for the $3.5 trillion. Nine Democrats have said they're just not going to do it.
Right.
Those nine Democrats, if you look, are very likely going to lose their seats regardless, but they're trying to represent their constituents. And they do not believe that spending $3.5 trillion after spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on COVID, and after the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. I mean, you know, it's just funny money now. I mean, even a number of Democrats are saying we just can't. This is too much. This is too much. And I guess there's one other thing. Think about the fact that it took us 20 years to spend $1 trillion in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And they want to spend $4.7 trillion on non-essential things. This is literally all discretionary. Don't get me wrong. I like infrastructure. I think that we need to do it, but not the way that they're doing it. But the $3.5 trillion that they're proposing is social infrastructure. It is social welfare programs, all at the same time that we just let the Taliban loose to commit atrocities against the Afghan people. It's just the priorities are out of whack.
Do you think America will regroup and go back into Afghanistan at any point?
So, obviously, we have 6,000 ground troops there. We have an incredible air contingent. You know, we have total control over the air, but we have for the last 20 years. I think that we're going to get our people out, and we're going to get as many Afghans out that but we probably won't get, I mean, half of the ones that probably should be allowed to come out. So then we leave in the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 days. And the question becomes, do the images and the videos that we see, the atrocities that the Taliban are going to commit against the people that were not with them when the Americans were there, does that cause us to go back? Or does this country turn a blind eye to our allies being just brutally, brutally murdered by their own government? I think we have an obligation, but we'll see.
Yeah. When Biden says, "I don't regret my decision," just makes you wonder who's in the White House. Hey, friends, that is our Congressman William Timmons. I appreciate him joining me today. William, we look forward to seeing you Thursday night, and we will continue this conversation. Thanks, friend.
Look forward to it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.